Stark, this is dictating on Susan Anderson. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Susan, S as in Sam. Susan Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, 10-30-1957. Date of visit is 1-12-26. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Jolanta Tombakiewicz. That is J-O-L-A-N-T-A, Jolanta. J-O-L-A-N-T-A. Tombakiewicz is T-O-M, T as in Thomas, T-O-M-B-A-R-K, B as in boy. Tombakiewicz, B-O-R-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Jolanta, thank you for sending Susan Anderson for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 68-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD, has had symptoms of cough, chest tightness, wheezing, and sputum production. Period. The patient was sent for a CT chest. On 2/1/25, which showed centrilobular emphysema, chronic biapical scarring, ground glass infiltrates in the basilar portion of both lungs, and 3 in bud nodularity in both lower lobes. There was also a solid 0.7 millimeter right lower lobe nodule, which was unchanged, and no pleural effusions noted. There was an enlarged subcranial node 1.1 centimeter and 1.5 centimeter, and a left hilar node measuring 1.2 centimeter. Period. The patient has had no repeat CT since then. She denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or mapsis. She has had some weight loss over the past 2 years. And she does use a nebulizer with albuterol solution as needed. And Advair disc, which she does not use. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of breast cancer on the right with mastectomy. And she had a hysterectomy in 02 and rotator cuff surgery on the left in 08, as well as cervical spine surgery with fusion in 08. Patient has peripheral neuropathy in both arms and hands. She has irritable bowel syndrome, and she has been treated for hypertension for more than 10 years. Next, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 40 years and has quit. No alcohol use. Next, allergies to latex. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of COPD and cancer of the brain. Mother died of heart disease. Next, review of systems. The patient has had fatigue and some weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo. I'm sorry, she does have vertigo. and she has coughing spells with shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or diarrhea, but has constipation. No chest pain or jaw pain, but has palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. She has urinary frequency and easy bruising. No joint pains, muscle aches. She has headaches and no seizures, no memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Sotalol 80 milligrams, 1.5 tab BID, Amlodipine 10 milligrams a day, and Megestrol 20 milligrams BID, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly, and nebulizer with Albuterol. In Atrovent solution, TIDPRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female. No acute distress, no clubbing or perforedema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 110 pounds, saturation 99. HG Indian norms phallic. Pupils reactive, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supplement, venous distension, trachea, middle line, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the anthem is irregular, sonar S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosity, reflex of the 1+, with no gross mold absent. Cranial nerves are ghostly intact, skin no lesions. Next, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Rule out atypical mycobacterial infection versus malignancy. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation, chronic. Number 4, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Advised to use the nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium 3 times a day. And advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. She might need a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules to rule out any atypical mycobacterial disease. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jolanta Tombarkiewicz, TOMBARKIEWICZ, MD. Thank you.